The First Letter of John, Chapter 3. See what singular love the Father has for us. We are called children of God. And we really are. This is why the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children, and what we shall be has not yet been shown. Yet, when He appears in His glory, we know that we shall be like Him, for then we shall see Him as He is. All who have such a hope try to be pure as He is pure. Anyone who commits a sin acts as an enemy of the law of God. Any sin acts wickedly, because all sin is wickedness. You know that He came to take away our sins, and that there is no sin in Him. Whoever remains in Him has no sin. Whoever sins has not seen or known Him. My little children, do not be led astray. Those who do what is right are upright, just as Jesus Christ is upright. But those who sin belong to the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. This is why the Son of God was shown to us. He was to undo the works of the devil. Those born of God do not sin, for the seed of God remains in them. They cannot sin, because they are born of God. What is the way to recognize the children of God and those of the devil? The one who does not do what is right is not of God. So too, the one who does not love his brother or sister. For this is the message taught to you from the beginning. We must love one another. Do not imitate Cain, who killed his brother, for he belonged to the evil one. Why did he kill him? Because he himself did evil, and his brother did good. So be not surprised, brothers, if the world hates us. We love our brothers and sisters, and with this we know that we have passed from death to life. The one who does not love remains in death. The one who hates his brother is a murderer, and, as you know, eternal life does not remain in the murderer. This is how we have known what is love. He gave his life for us. We too ought to give our life for our brothers and sisters. If anyone enjoys the riches of this world, but closes his heart when he sees his brother or sister in need, how will the love of God remain in him? My dear children, let us love not only with words and with our lips, but in truth and in deed. Then we shall know that we are of the truth, and we may calm our conscience in his presence. Every time it reproaches us, let us say, God is greater than our conscience, and He knows everything. When our conscience does not condemn us, dear friends, we may have complete confidence in God. Then whatever we ask, we shall receive, since we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. His command is that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commands remains in God, and God in him. It is by the Spirit God has given us that we know He lives in us.